This is Made in Montana News on the Treasure State Radio Network. I'm Jay Scott. A Helena man who admitted to lying in a scheme to receive more than $400,000 in Paycheck Protection Program loans for coronavirus relief aid and using the money instead for personal benefit was sentenced on March 23rd to 1 year and 1 day in prison, followed by 3 years of probation, and he must pay $125,000 in restitution. 29-year-old Casey Jones Wilson pleaded guilty in November to bank fraud and engaging in monetary transactions in property derived from specific unlawful activity. That's according to U.S. Attorney Leif Johnson. Chief U.S. District Judge Brian Morris presided over the trial. Quote, Wilson tried to line his own pockets at the expense of small business that needed this federal aid to help make payroll and cover other expenses during a deadly pandemic. Such fraudsters will be fully investigated and prosecuted, Johnson said in a news release. In court documents, the government said that in June of 2020, Wilson applied to Valley Bank of Helena for a PPP loan for $416,000 on behalf of Step Above Management, LLC, an entity he and co-defendant Trevor Lanius McLeod controlled. The loan was granted. They said that Step Above Management had paid payroll taxes and had 34 employees. The company never paid any payroll taxes and had no employees outside of Wilson and Lanius McLeod. Wilson also said on the loan application he had not been convicted of a felony within the last 5 years. He was convicted of a felony in 2016. Lanius McLeod pleaded guilty to charges and is awaiting sentencing. Apartment vacancies across Missoula have begun to rise, spelling possible relief for renters, and the median price for a home also fell over the winter. According to Sterling Commercial Real Estate, which recently released its annual market watch, vacancy rates in Missoula have risen to 2.6%. That's up from less than 1% a year ago. Quote, while 2.6% might seem low, it's a big jump from our last survey. That's according to Claire Matten, an advisor with Sterling. According to recent data, nearly 600 market-rate units are under construction this year, along with nearly 200 affordable units. Another 200 market-rate units are set for construction next year, and another 200 affordable units. The median price for a Missoula home hit a record $520,000 last November. However, MOR says it is now at $475,000. The winter months don't represent Missoula's top season for transactions, however. Only 68 homes were sold in January and 59 in February. June, July, and August last year saw more than 150 sales completed each month. The University of Montana has warned students to be wary of potential assaults following a string of reports from students who said they or others had been involuntarily drugged. University officials told the campus newspaper, the Montana Cayman, that the school received 10 direct and indirect reports of students who had been drugged over 5 weeks in January and February. Student Advocacy Resource Center Director Jen Ewell said that's 5 times as many reports as typically are received in an entire semester. 3 boats carrying invasive zebra or quagga mussels were discovered at Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Inspection Station near Anaconda. The boats had been out of the water for some time, and the mussels were dead, according to FWP. One boat was coming from Michigan, headed for Yakima, Washington, another from Florida, headed for Seattle, and the third boat was coming from Ohio to British Columbia. All watercraft entering Montana are required to have an inspection for invasive species prior to launching. They will have a negative impact on fisheries and other aquatic life, and there are significant costs associated with cleaning and keeping infrastructure clear of those mollusks. A bottler of Flathead Valley artesian water will get to keep its grandfathered-in status within an expanded agriculture district near Creston. In an opinion filed Tuesday, the Montana Supreme Court affirmed previous decisions in Flathead County District Court allowing Montana Artesian Water Company to continue as a legal, non-conforming bottling facility within the Egan Slough Zoning District. The state Supreme Court ultimately sided with the district court, quote, on all issues raised. That's according to a 46-page opinion from Justice Ingrid Gustafson. Property owners Lou and Laurel Weaver formed Montana Artesian in 2014, 4 years before the formation of the zoning district. Customers of Northwestern Energy told a Missoula County District Court that they've been overbilled for years for power plants due to a state law written especially for the utility. A group of plaintiffs challenged the constitutionality of Montana's pre-approval law, which allows customers to be billed for the costs of power plants before they're built and before financial risks are fully realized. Attorneys for the plaintiff argue the customers have been overbilled millions of dollars since the law was passed in 2007. Northwestern Energy is seeking pre-approval for a 175-megawatt gas-fired power plant it intends to build near Laurel. 350 Montana, a climate advocacy group, says that would prove to be more expensive than other options over time, both in electricity costs and climate damage. Northwestern and the state of Montana argue that the pre-approval law, created in 2007 by state lawmakers after a failed attempt at utility deregulation, was necessary. Committing customers to a long-term debt schedule for power plants ahead of time the utility's risk. Pre-approval gave assurance that the projects would be funded by customers before Northwestern made any investment. The question before Judge Jason Marks was whether pre-approval violates the Montana Constitution. Judge Marks took the case under advisement following the hearing. The number of snow geese seen at Freezeout Lake on Wednesday more than doubled from the day before. The numbers are still below the historic average. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks reports 32,000 snow geese and 1,846 swans were spotted at the lake yesterday. The average number of birds on March 23rd is usually more than 51,000 swans and 2,300 geese. Blackfeet tribal leaders have declared a state of emergency on the northwestern Montana reservation following a string of fentanyl overdoses and drug-related deaths. There were 4 deaths tied to drugs and 17 overdoses over a week period this month, according to the Blackfeet Tribal Business Council. Tribal leaders say they will set up a drug prevention task force to help combat the problem. Fentanyl is a highly potent synthetic opioid that experts say has been the top driver of a growing number of overdoses across the U.S. It can be up to 100 times more potent than morphine. An estimated 100,000 Americans died of drug overdoses during the year ending April of 2021. That's a never-before-seen milestone. Beginning on Friday, March 25th, bicyclists in Yellowstone National Park can ride 49 miles between the west entrance and Mammoth Hot Springs. Bicycles are not allowed on the remaining interior park roads until they start to open to public automobile access on Friday, April 15th. If you need to hear this report again, please check the podcast on our Treasure State Radio or KGRT-DB webpage. Made in Montana News is podcast worldwide, with listeners in 46 U.S. states and Canadian provinces, in 24 countries on 6 continents. We also post our stories on Facebook. Made in Montana News is heard on the Treasure State Radio Network, including KMEH 100.1 FM in Helena, Elkhorn Mountains Radio in Jefferson County, Homegrown Radio in Bozeman, King West Radio in Billings, Rescast Radio on the Fort Peck Reservation, PIVA Radio of the Northern Cheyenne, and Crow Res Radio of the Crow Nation. That's Made in Montana News. I'm Jay Scott. This is the Treasure State Radio Network.